Third Mishnah of Kedushin, Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah. Har Melisha Haret Mekudeshesli. Amanash Eitim Lech Matayim Zuz, Harizim Mekudeshes, Hu Yitein. If a person does an act of Kedushin now, gives her a pruta, and he says, I want it to take effect on the Kedushin that I give you 200 Zuz, so Kedushin takes effect. But he has to give the 200 Zuz, because if he doesn't give the 200 Zuz, he didn't fulfill the Tanai. If he said, Amanash Eitim Lech Mekanat Shloshim Yom, if he made the condition that he's going to give within 30 days, so then doesn't tell Shloshim Yom Mekudeshes, if he gave within 30 days, the Kedushin took effect retroactively. If he didn't meet the condition, so since he made a condition, he didn't keep the condition, so the Kedushin never took effect. If he says, I must say he already had the Masayim Zuz, so how is the Mekedushin to the if he has the 200 Zuz, the Kedushin will take effect. If he doesn't, then it doesn't. If he only said, I'll show you 200 Zuz, that if he says I'm going to show it to you, it doesn't mean that he's going to show you money that that doesn't belong to him, but it means that she wants to actually see the money, so he has to actually show it to her. If he just showed money that he has on the table doesn't belong to him, something deposited by him, that's not enough. Ain't a Mekudeshes. The assumption is, it's not just I'm going to show you somebody else's money, but it means he's strengthening the condition for her benefit that she actually sees his money.